Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day when it seems like a policy that had been pursued by the Biden administration concerning Iran is in wreckage and about to be abandoned, at least that according to many sources close to the government. Is that a good thing? We'll talk about that with Michael Rubin, who is one of the leading American experts on Iran and our dealings with that terrorist state. I believe it is a very positive thing because it points America in a different direction. What direction? A direction of strongly supporting Ukraine and implacably opposing Russia. And in fact, as the Secretary of Defense said yesterday, it was very controversial that the United States sees it in the national interest to weaken Russia. Is that legitimate? We will get to that. Speaking about weaken, is the Biden administration significantly weakened by the COVID-19 diagnosis for number two for Kamala Harris, our dynamic vice president? Actually, I do think it has some important lessons to that news. There were also important lessons in the Supreme Court questioning yesterday of advocates for Coach Joe Kennedy of Bremerton, Washington, who basically was suing and had reached the Supreme Court for the right for a coach after a game, not during a game, but after a football game, to go down on his knees and to thank God. And maybe to be joined by some students who weren't asked to join him, but who volunteered to do so. It looks like the court, based upon the questions yesterday, is going to see that that is a fundamental exercise of the right for the free exercise of religion. 1-800-955-1776 is our phone number. There's also a terrific piece by one of the most thoughtful conservatives out there. His name is Gerard Baker. He writes for the Wall Street Journal, where he's also an associate editor. And he makes the case that there is such a thing as a big lie, but the big lie isn't that Trump won the election in 2020. The big lie is that Republicans up and down the line support Donald Trump and actually admire him. There are some secrets there that are blown today in a report in the Wall Street Journal by Mr. Baker. We will get to that as well. First up, the Secretary of State, in effect, the Foreign Minister of Russia, whose name is Lavrov, Sergei Lavrov, said that we are continuing to engage in negotiations with a team delegated by Volodymyr Zelensky, and these contacts will go on. But Lavrov accused former actor Zelensky of pretending to negotiate. He's a good actor, he said. But he added, if you watch attentively and read attentively what he says, you'll find 1,000 contradictions. Given the current tensions, Lavrov said the danger of a World War III was very real. The danger is serious. It is real. You can't underestimate it, Lavrov told the Interfax news agency. But why would that be? In other words, why would Russia, if it does not want to engage in a third world war, bring that on? Is there any real chance that it's America or our NATO allies that would push us into World War III? And basically, the one thing that Putin would need to agree to allow this war to be settled, is simply the continued existence of Ukraine. Here is what Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin said after his meeting with Zelensky over the weekend, and what he said about the actual goals of the United States in terms of aiding Ukraine in this war. This is Secretary of Defense General Lloyd Austin. Clip one.
We want to see Ukraine remain a sovereign country, a democratic country, able to protect its sovereign territory. We want to see Russia weakened to the degree that it can't do the kinds of things that it has done in invading Ukraine. So it has already lost a lot of military capability and a lot of its troops, quite frankly.
That's Secretary Austin. The White House Press Secretary, Jen Psaki, was asked about this comment, and she went on to a direct explanation of what it was that Austin had in mind. Clip two.
I think what Secretary Austin in his press conference was referring to is the fact, if you go back about 2 months ago, remember President Putin gave a speech where he talked about the aspirations, his aspirations, the aspirations he had for the Russian military, which were to degrade Ukraine, of course, to subsume Ukraine, to take over their sovereignty, their territorial integrity. Of course, they haven't succeeded at that, but to go beyond that. So what Secretary Austin was talking about is our objective to prevent that from happening. Obviously, right now, the war is in Ukraine. We're proud of the Ukrainians' success, their efforts to fight back, to push back on the Russian military, thanks to their bravery, but also to our support. But yes, we are also looking to prevent them from expanding their efforts and President Putin's objectives beyond that, too.
Okay, fairly reasonable. Not so reasonable was a former Ukrainian president, I believe it's Petro Poroshenko, who made a less temperate comment about Ukraine's war goals. This is probably not helpful. This is clip 13. We not only need to weaken, but to destroy Putin's Russia. Probably doesn't help the cause of negotiations. And it's part of the reason that Petro Poroshenko, who expresses a wish that I think is shared by literally hundreds of millions of civilized people around the world, that even though it does express those wishes, it probably isn't helpful to the idea of bringing this war to a negotiated conclusion. And after a long and brutal fight that is now fully going on in the Donbass, this is a CBS report on further brutality against Ukrainians by the Russian forces. Clip 12. We are having a little bit of a technical problem with the audio. The situation with Iraq and, pardon me, with Iran, and the situation with abandoning the attempt to rekindle the old discredited Iran deal. What are the alternatives to that deal? Well, one of them is basically recognizing reality, because what they have been attempting to do, at least according to all the reports, the reason that these negotiations are breaking down with Iran is Iran wanted the United States to take the Revolutionary Guard Corps, the Revolutionary Army, so-called, of this theocracy, and to take that off the list of terrorist organizations that the United States maintains. it's outrageous when that is one of the biggest terrorist organizations in the world. So what next in terms of Iran, and how does that connect very directly and very substantially to what is going on in Ukraine? We will talk about that with Michael Rubin of American Enterprise Institute, who is one of the top available experts on foreign policy and the Iranian government. We'll be right back on the MedVet Show.
Introducing the all-new My Slippers from MyPillow. 2 years in development. Designed to wear indoor, outdoor, all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue. And made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, you can get 50% off the new My Slippers. They're super comfortable, and you'll like them so much you'll want to get pairs of them for the entire family. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener's square and use promo code MEDVED. That's promo code MEDVED, M-E-D-V-E-D. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the Giza Dream bed sheets, the mattress topper, and towel sets. Call right now, 1-800-320-6280. That's 1-800-320-6280, and use promo code MEDVED. Or go to the web at MyPillow.com. The all-new My Slippers from MyPillow.
Even for Americans who've been successful in dodging the coronavirus so far, there's still a problem of pain. There are 100 million Americans who suffer from ongoing pain due to overexertion or exercise or just aging or the effects of everyday living, and Relief Factor can help. It helps exercise-related pain or general muscle aches and pains, and it certainly does for me. There are four key ingredients. Each one approaches the body's natural anti-inflammatory response function from different metabolic pathways. The 3-week quick start can show you how it works. It's just $19.95, 95 cents a day, less than a cup of coffee a day, much less for pain relief. Try Relief Factor. It has worked wonderfully for literally hundreds of thousands, and certainly for me. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start. Nothing to lose but your pain, the whole world to gain.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Medved Show. The word on Iran, the Secretary of State, Tony Blinken, today testified before the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, and he faced a good deal of criticism about his very determined attempts to revive the nuclear deal with Iran. And he seemed to give ground, recognizing that it was very unlikely that that deal was going to go through at this point. And he said this. He said that the agreement would be the best way to address the nuclear challenge posed by Iran and to make sure that an Iran that is already acting with incredible aggression doesn't have a nuclear weapon. Well, if they're already acting with incredible aggression, doesn't that make it clear that any deal you reach is probably not going to be transactable? What's fascinating about this entire matter, and actually the Israeli press has been very good on this, part of the key struggle here has been the removal of the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, which is basically the beyond the army, terrorist organizations and terrorist involvement by the Iranian government. Right now, it's on our list of foreign terrorist organizations. And apparently, Iran is saying that they will not do any deal that does not remove the Revolutionary Guard Corps from the list of foreign terrorist organizations. And also, they won't agree to a deal where they will promise not to kill American officials. Seriously. If you're trying to make a deal with someone, and in February, Iran began to demand the delisting from the foreign terrorist organizations list of the Iran Revolutionary Guard Corps, Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, which the Biden administration viewed as a non-nuclear issue. As such, it offered various concessions that Iran could make in return that are also not related to its nuclear program, such as agreeing not to attack American officials. Okay, well, that's kind of reasonable, right? Say you're not going to attack American officials if we have this deal. And the Iranian side refused all such offers. Say no to attacking American officials? This is what we do. We will be talking about that with Michael Rubin coming up. I had mentioned the statement by the former president of Ukraine, Petro Poroshenko, and he said this about what the United States needs to do, agreeing with our Secretary of Defense, Lloyd Austin, not only that Russia should be weakened, but taking it considerably further. Listen, this is clip 13.
And Putin will not stop on Ukraine. Everybody should understand that. Putin has already declared that he put an ultimatum for Bulgaria, for Romania, for Moldova, for Baltic states, for Poland, for Czech Republic, for Slovak Republic, and who knows, maybe tomorrow he will mention the Alaska in his crazy, mad images of the future development. And we need to make Russia weak. And to make Russia weak, it is to deputinize Russia. The people of Russia should understand that this is the dead end for the whole states, and we need not only weaken, but destroy the Putin's Russia.
Deputinize Russia is what he is talking about. And by the way, when the former president mentioned Putin reclaiming Alaska, which America purchased in 1867. There's a big chapter about that in my book, The God's Hand on America. And Putin, at the anniversary, the 150th anniversary of the sale of Alaska to America, Putin made many statements about how this was the greatest mistake that Russia ever made, was selling Alaska. And that was the reason that America had won the Cold War, and this is several years ago, so long before he attacked Ukraine, made several comments that did make it sound as if his Alaska was going to be on the list of future claimants. Now, look, I think that right now that's not likely to trouble the United States because we have the wherewithal to defend ourselves against some effort to reclaim Alaska. But really, this is what you're dealing with when you're dealing with this Putin insanity. And part of what you're dealing with is also Putin brutality, as reported on CBS, clip 12.
Well, the Russian military says it struck 90 targets overnight, killing 500 Ukrainian soldiers and destroying dozens of vehicles. That can't be independently verified, but it's clear that fighting has intensified along the front line.
There's been no rest for the firefighters of Kharkiv. Ukraine's second largest city has been among the hardest hit in the past 24 hours of Russian bombardment. A shell-shocked and bewildered 94-year-old woman asks whether the war is over. It's the latest onslaught from a Russian advance stretching along a 300-mile front line in the east. Some of those who managed to escape the fighting head here to a shopping center in Zaporizhia.
It's the reality of a country at war that you can buy fabric softener in one aisle, have a refugee tent in the parking lot, and a cafe that's been turned into a first aid center.
Fedor Zubkov says he lost his wife in Russian shelling and is now struggling to cope mentally. We started dating when we were 15 years old, he said. She was my first love.
In terms of Volodymyr Zelensky's first love, his love is love of country. He had a terrific statement that, honestly, Americans should really take to heart. And it was issued April 22nd, Good Friday. And it was an address to the nation in Ukrainian, of course. It's now been translated. He said, the 58th day of our defense is coming to an end. It ends on Good Friday, this is by the Orthodox Christian calendar, one of the most sorrowful days of the year for Christians, the day when death seems to have won. But we hope for a resurrection. We believe in the victory of life over death, and we pray that death loses. This year, during the full-scale war, Russia's war against our state, these words have a special meaning for us. Russia brought death to Ukraine. After 8 years of brutal war in Donbass, Russia wanted to destroy our state completely, literally deprive Ukrainians of the right to life. But no matter how fierce the battles are, there is no chance for death to defeat life. Everyone knows that. Every Christian knows that. This is a basic element of our culture. Perhaps this does not exist in modern Russian culture anymore, because in order to do everything they did to Ukrainians in our cities, you have to kill a human inside you. Because a human of any faith simply cannot do that. Remarkably eloquent from the Jewish president of Ukraine. We'll be right back with Michael Rubin on Syria and Iran and the USA.
Hey, Michael, you're a gentleman and a scholar.
Michael Medved.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The pace of new home sales is slowing. Government figures showing sales of new single-family homes fell by more than 8.5% in March to the annual rate of 763,000 units. Industry experts say rising mortgage rates and higher costs are pricing many first-time home buyers out of the market. Texas Republican Congressman Tony Gonzalez is blasting President Biden's southern border policy. Congressman Gonzalez saying people are getting killed because of the border crisis.
This administration has failed miserably. You talked about Putin being dangerous. Biden is dangerous.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. Vice President Kamala Harris is self-isolating after testing positive for COVID-19. Harris is experiencing no symptoms. This is USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
And on the Michael Medved Show, it is a pleasure to welcome back to the show Michael Rubin, particularly under the circumstances. Michael is a senior fellow at the American Enterprise Institute, where he specializes in Iran, in Turkey, and in the broader Middle East. He's a former Pentagon official who's lived in post-revolution Iran, Yemen, and both pre- and post-war Iraq. The testimony today of the Secretary of State, Antony Blinken, before the Senate Foreign Relations Committee seems to indicate, well, at least some acceptance of the idea that the reviving the Iran deal, which the administration has been trying to do, is just not going to work. Is that an accurate impression? Do you think that the deal is dead?
I don't think the deal is dead only because I don't believe that the Biden administration is ever going to formally give up. Right now, the deal is sitting with the Supreme Leader. If he gives the go-ahead, for whatever reason, maybe Iran needs a quick infusion of cash, then I'm not sure the Biden administration would have learned its lessons. At the very least, Michael, we haven't seen a plan B come out of the Biden administration. They unraveled maximum pressure. They refused to implement sanctions. And yet they have no other strategy other than this desperate attempt at a deal, which is why the Iranians have played them like a fiddle.
Well, I've been reading some of the Israeli press, and there was a statement, very positive statement today by the Prime Minister in Israel. And one of the things that that he is saying is that apparently the breakdown for these negotiations has been over the role of the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, whether it will be stricken from the list of foreign terrorist organizations or not. And at least the reports appear to be that the Biden administration has given a pretty tough no on that. They're not going to give a blank check to the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps.
The thing to understand about the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, Michael, is that it's not simply a terrorist organization, although that's a major part of it. It's also a huge business network which finances that terror operation. And, of course, they're also interwoven into the military aspects of Iran's nuclear program. Now, when the Biden administration says that they want to go back to the Joint Conference of Plan of Action, the Joint Conference of Plan of Action waived nuclear sanctions. However, it didn't waive terrorism-related sanctions. And so the Biden administration would open itself up to a great deal of criticism if it waived the sanctions on the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, because fundamentally those are terrorism-related sanctions. Politically, it's also difficult because, you know, the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps is responsible directly for the murder of more than 600 American servicemen in Iraq. The Gold Star families are currently suing the Islamic Republic of Iran, and undoing that foreign terrorist organization designation is going to be a blow to those who made the ultimate sacrifice for the United States. That's one of the reasons why the Biden administration is afraid to act. And the last point, of course, is that the Iranians refuse to give up on their attempts to murder on American soil former U.S. officials in order to avenge Qasem Soleimani.
Okay. Meanwhile, one of the great atrocities committed by Vladimir Putin before Ukraine was in Aleppo in Syria when Russia intervened on behalf of Bashar al-Assad. Assad is close to Iran. Is Russia close to Iran? Is Iran close to Russia in regards to the ongoing world conflict surrounding Ukraine?
They absolutely are close to each other. I was talking to some Iranians because, of course, I maintain my contacts with Iranians from my days living in the Islamic Republic of Iran. And what they had said is while the Iranians officially abstained at the United Nations in the condemnation of the Russian invasion of Ukraine, that abstention was deeply unpopular inside Iran, because among the Iranian public, the formative experience was the Iraqi invasion of Iran back in 1980. A million people died in that Iran-Iraq war. And so from the ordinary Iranian, non-political perspective, they look at it as, you know, Iran were invaded, and no one stood up for us. So why are we not standing up for Ukraine? They see themselves in the Ukrainians right now, and their government is doing something opposite. It's just further evidence of delegitimization of the Islamic Republic in the eyes of ordinary Iranians.
There's a statement in the last 48 hours by a former Iranian politician, member of parliament named Ali Motahiri, who said, when we began our nuclear activity, our goal was indeed to build a bomb. There's no need to beat around the bush. Is this a significant admission that the whole purpose of their nuclear program was not, in fact, peaceful nuclear energy?
It's deeply important, but what frustrates me is this isn't the first time we've had senior Iranian officials make statements like this. Some of the direct appointees of the Supreme Leader of Iran, Ali Khamenei, have also said that their goal was to build a bomb, and the former spokesman of the Dialogue of Civilizations president, Mohammad Khatami, said, you know, the whole purpose of our Dialogue of Civilizations was so that we could distract the West, not have sanctions imposed on us while we were able to import things to finish our special product project. And he was criticizing Ahmadinejad at the time for getting Western hackles up and having sanctions slapped down on Iran. repeatedly, Iranian officials have said they want to build a bomb. And, you know, it doesn't make sense for them to build a nuclear energy program because for one-third of the price, they could simply upgrade their pipeline and refinery network and power their country for 300 years.
What next for the United States? I mean, right now we're busy with sanctions against Russia, which have not worked as quickly as many had hoped. Renewed sanctions on Iran? Continued sanctions? What? Where do we go?
Well, this is what I worry about. Technically, a lot of these sanctions have to be imposed. They're U.S. law, but the Biden administration is simply refusing to implement them, allowing the Iranians to cheat without consequence, and it's a direct affront to the U.S. Congress. What the Biden administration figures is if anyone decides to take them to court, by the time the courts decide, the Biden administration will be long since gone. That is a strategy which is corrosive to our democracy, and it's a strategy which sets a horrible precedent, regardless of what the problem is, regardless of who the future administration is. That's what I worry about most right now as we enrich Iran.
Very briefly, for this administration, leaving aside a future administration, what should the change of strategy entail? What do they need to do very differently?
Well, ultimately, it doesn't matter what the price of oil is if Iran's not allowed to sell it. We've got to get back to maximum pressure. That's what was causing the Iranians to make concessions, not this showering them with kumbaya-esque love.
No kumbaya love, kumbaya-esque love for the Iranians or for the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps. You can read the latest from Michael Rubin. He makes a provocative point. If we're supposed to trust the Iranians on this deal, why is it that they won't even let people leave their own country? We will get to more about world diplomacy and a shock. The Washington State Legislature has banned marijuana. Not the herb, but the word. What does that mean? We'll get to it coming up on the MedVed Show.
You're listening to the mighty Michael...
My man, Michael Medved, the mighty mouth of the modern megaphone.
Medved Show.
Many people own coins that have not performed as well as they had hoped they would, but markets change and you should get a new valuation. Maybe the coins have done better with current moves in precious metals, or maybe you want to do something else with that money. Let me tell you about my friend Nick Drovich. He's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. For over 40 years, Nick has built a reputation for trust, honesty, and his goal is to earn your business for life. He won't push you to sell, but when you're ready, he offers the best prices, trades, and consignment deals in America. Right now, Nick and the AmFed team are offering their exclusive coin performance review totally free. Yes, totally free with a no-pressure guarantee from Nick. Go online at AmericanFederal.com or call 800-221-7694. That's AmericanFederal.com and 800-221-7694. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. If you think Washington State's headed in the right direction, well, then this message is not for you. But if you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. It's led the effort against state and local income taxes, and its research and policy analysis are relied on by lawmakers, media, and citizen activists for accuracy, fresh perspective, and to expose the political manipulation of data. Washington State is our home, and it needs WPC more than ever. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
And we see in the middle of our mind a golden light.
The Michael Medved Show.
It is a place of infinite peace and infinite love.
Part of that infamous peace, or infinite peace, as she had the courage to say, has to do with... And she definitely, Marianne Williamson, definitely somebody who knows something about cannabis, which is also known as marijuana, but not anymore in the state of Washington. There was the idea that somehow using the term marijuana for marijuana was racist. Now, why would that be? Again, because the legislature has to find something to do because everything else is going so wonderfully in terms of crime, in terms of economics, in terms of inflation, you name it. But there was a bill, House bill in the Washington legislature, 1210, which passed the House and the Senate in February, which will replace the word cannabis throughout Washington's legal code. In other words, banning the word marijuana, but the reality marijuana, well, that continues to, you'll pardon the expression, sprout and flourish in the great state of Washington. Here's the way it's covered by Cairo 7 TV.
Lawmakers recently made a major change to every state law that has the word marijuana. They got rid of it, swapping out for the term cannabis. Supporters say the word marijuana has a long history of racism.
But people in the pot business say much more needs to change to bring equity to the cannabis industry.
Pot, weed, grass, Mary Jane, flower. No shortage of terms to describe cannabis. But Washington State is taking one word officially off the table, marijuana.
The term marijuana itself is pejorative and racist.
Governor Jay Inslee signed a bill that strikes out the word from all state laws, rewording dozens of RCWs, replacing it with the term cannabis instead.
Even though it seems simple because it's just one word, but the reality is we are healing the wrongs that were committed against black and brown people around cannabis.
The bill passed unanimously and takes effect this June.
And glad to see that they have changed it.
Okay. it doesn't it say something about the liberal mentality right now in the United States that you think you can change the reality of marijuana, which is indeed ugly, by calling it cannabis? That makes everything better. Just change the name. There's more on that from Cairo 7. Listen.
State Rep. Melanie Morgan sponsored the bill to strike out the word, first presenting it last session.
To replace the name marijuana.
She testified on the history of the word, which originates from Spanish.
It was negatively associated with Mexican immigrants. It was used as a racist terminology to lock up black and brown people.
Carrie Anslinger, the first commissioner of the Federal Bureau of Narcotics, played a big role in the Marijuana Tax Act of 1937, which banned selling or possessing weed.
Carrie Anslinger, who said that, and I quote, marijuana is the most violence-causing drug in the history of mankind, and that most marijuana users are Negroes, Hispanics, Caribbeans, and entertainers.
And the ultimate end of the marijuana addict.
To show you some of the mentality around weed at the time, several lawmakers referenced this anti-pot propaganda film, Reefer Madness.
Marijuana, the burning weed with its roots in hell.
And now, look, Reefer Madness is terrifically entertaining. It really is, and especially given the fact that I think some of the solid science behind the film has not aged very well. And certainly some of the attitudes are different today. But the notion that we are now going to change the name marijuana because it's racist, does that mean, what about other things that, for instance, that may have had Spanish names appended to them, like tortilla?
Excuse me?
I know tortilla does not have its roots in hell, but really, this idea may indicate that it's just not the case that now that marijuana has been decriminalized so many places, everything is just fine. There are these updates from the world of crime. A Father of the Year award, and this being covered by ABC News. A man is facing charges after his 10-year-old daughter reportedly took his marijuana edibles with her to Windermere Elementary School and shared them with other students. The child's father, whose name is Scott McRae, has been charged with endangering children, possession of controlled substances, and obstructing official business. This from Upper Arlington Police on Friday. Five students from the Upper Arlington Elementary School were hospitalized after a student brought illegal drugs to school and shared them. Aren't students supposed to be taught to share? Now, this is Upper Arlington right here in the state of Washington, Jeremy, or is it some one of those many other Arlingtons that are one of those? This is Kansas? Okay, it's somewhere not here, because not here, probably the children would congratulate the children for sharing. And yes, but they, as long as they don't use the word, it just calls them edibles, not marijuana edibles. Now, here is a story where Jeremy's trying to torment me by not giving away the state. You can try to guess the state. Headline: police find meth, baby alligator in his truck. Well, I think you can guess where. Collier County Sheriff's Office in Florida shared news of the strange arrest of a 31-year-old Michael Marola on Facebook. He wasn't arrested on Facebook. They shared the news on Facebook. After conducting a traffic stop of his black GMC pickup, deputies say they first found two illegal firearms in the vehicle. one under the front passenger seat and one in the glove box. He was charged with two counts of carrying a concealed firearm, according to authorities. The live baby gator was found in an open plastic tub in the truck's bed. Marula also faces charges of possession of a controlled substance, which is methamphetamines, apparently. And if you look at a picture of this solid citizen, which we'll link to our website at michaelmedved.com, it probably is not a new acquisition of a habit regarding methamphetamines. Speaking of drugs and pain and misery and disgrace, there is this story. Graphic audio recordings shock courtroom at Johnny Depp Amber Heard trial. Now, I'd love to play you some of the audio, but we can't, because the audio of 4 days of answering questions on the stand in this lawsuit between two former Hollywood lovey-dovey spouses is not suitable for broadcast under FCC supervision. You can't say those words. But what is particularly peculiar about it is the arguments between Hollywood star Amber Heard, who, among her many, many distinguished roles, was a role in Aquaman, and Johnny Depp, Oscar nominee, who's Edward Scissorhands, and of course Captain Jack Sparrow, in a duel, not with pirates or not demonstrating anything having to do with Scissorhands. There was a vodka bottle that he either threw at her or that he or she threw at him, according to Johnny Depp's testimony, where his finger was severed. And someone else who testified for Johnny Depp in this story, and it's not about a divorce, they're already divorced. This is about a suit for $70 million for defamation, where Johnny Depp says that a column that his wife wrote about him, but didn't mention his name, but talked about, obviously, him, has cost him his career and his most important part, Captain Jack Sparrow, and much, much more. We're waiting for a verdict in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vinetobar. Vinetobar chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.